Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Southern Wyoming is digging out after a historic snowstorm that dumped nearly 30 inches in some places. WIDOT has reported highway and interstate closures across the region and says crews could be digging out until tomorrow before they get everything reopened. From Casper to Cheyenne and Laramie, schools, businesses, and government agencies will be closed for a second day. Snow removal inside city limits has been hampered as well, and the unnecessary travel warning remains in effect. Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers have been dealing with automobile accidents and vehicles stuck in the snow. One California driver decided to enter onto Interstate 80 in a Mini Cooper outside of Laramie. The results were entirely predictable, with the small car becoming stuck and causing an accident between two tractor-trailer rigs. Snowplows were sidelined until the vehicle could be removed. It took nearly 4 hours to clean up that one particular mess. The driver was cited by the Highway Patrol and received a hefty towing bill to have his car taken back to town. According to published reports, nearly 11,000 Parr County residents have received the coronavirus vaccine as Wyoming winds down its health mandates beginning today. Several towns and counties, most notably Teton County, have elected to keep the mandates in place for the time being, but the number of transmissions is falling across the Cowboy State. This news comes as some residents say they'll take a pass on the vaccine, in most cases citing the unknown nature of any possible side effects from the drug. One health official estimated that as many as one-third of Park County residents will pass on the vaccine. Meanwhile, in the legislature, Park County Senator Tim French introduced a bill that would prevent anyone from receiving a coerced vaccination for both the coronavirus and the common flu. The idea was quickly shot down in committee, with members questioning the need for such a law, saying anyone who does not want a shot won't have to get one.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with WIDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
In other legislative news, a bill that would have created a tax on the sale of real estate failed in committee on a vote of 4-5. The bill had been sponsored by Representatives Schwartz, Roscoe, and Yin, along with Senator Mike Garu. It would have allowed a county to impose an excise tax on the sale of real estate of any kind, based on the total amount of the real property sale. That tax would not have levied an assessment on sales under $1 million. 1% would have been permitted for sales over $1 million. An alleged drunken drive through the Willwood has a Powell man behind bars on a variety of charges. Keith Lance, age 58, is facing a number of violations in an incident that saw mailboxes destroyed and fires lit by his damaged vehicle. Law enforcement first became aware of the situation when a citizen reported an erratic driver with a flattened tire continuing to drive the vehicle despite the obvious impairment. The car was throwing off sparks that ignited two fires that necessitated alerting the Powell Fire Department, and as Lance swerved to and fro down the road, several mailboxes were destroyed.
Park County Sheriff's deputies were able to track the disabled vehicle to an address on Lane 13, noting that by this time, one front tire was completely missing from the car. Lance was uncooperative when taken into custody, and a trip to Powell Valley Healthcare was needed to take a blood sample to determine his blood alcohol content. He was booked into jail on counts of hit-and-run property damage, interference, open container, and driving while under the influence, to which he has pleaded not guilty. If convicted on the latest charges, it will be Lance's third DUI conviction in the past 10 years. He remains in the Park County Jail with bail set at $10,000. This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.